Tammy, when you're trying to buy a home, your realtor will have to knock on a lot of doors, and you better hope that the seller can hear you. Otherwise, you may get a surprise when you walk in. So we'll have some amazing stories for you today on what happens when they don't hear you knocking. Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 17 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
So, Tammy, I'm excited today about our brain trust of real estate rock stars that we have in today. I want to introduce in the studio, we have Kim Magaletta, Al Rosen, and Jason Pasha, all with some of the top managers from Coldwell Banker Gundaker. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Thanks for coming in this afternoon. It's a beautiful Sunday. This weather's cooling off. It's fall. We really appreciate you guys taking time out of your day to come in. So, you know, real estate brain trust is what I call this because you guys have just a massive amount of experience. I guess tell real briefly, you know, how long you guys have been doing it and which offices you manage.
Well, I'm Kim Magaletta, and I manage the office out at Highway 94 in Mid Rivers in St. Charles. I've been in the business, well, probably since the day I was born, since Gordon Gundaker's my dad.
That helps, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You grew up in it.
I did. So started with just cleaning offices at 9 years old to having a landscaping company to working as a secretary in the office and then eventually going into recruiting and now branch manager. So I've been in it since, quite a while, since 1996, actually, at the corporate office. So,
excellent. And Jason, how about you?
I'll tell you what, I manage the Coldwell Banker Gundaker Chesterfield West office, and I my story's a little different. I started from the age of 21, have no familial ties to real estate. My dad's actually a barber in Peavey, Missouri, and so I grew up in a smaller town, but moved to St. Louis at the age of 21 and started my business, and I've been in about 15 years at this point. I've been a top sales associate for years, and then that led to my opportunities in management, and it's been onward and upward from there, so really run a great team in Chesterfield.
And Al Rosen from the DePair office.
Yeah, so thanks. I've been managing the Coldwell Banker DePair office. Gosh, I guess I'm the elder statesman of the group. I've been doing this for about 29 years. Since we're talking about fathers, my father was with Brown Shoe Company, which has nothing to do with anything. But
it's a long St. Louis tie, though.
No truth to the rumor that Gordon Gundaker isn't my father. but said that, I've been doing this, like I said, for 29 years. It kind of gets in your blood, and it's been a great run.
So, guys, we had the song "Can't You Hear Me Knocking?" Okay, in our pre-interview, you guys had some fantastic stories about things that happen when you go to show properties and knock on the door, and you don't know what's going to be on the other side. I guess somebody jump in here. I want to hear some of the things you guys have seen.
Okay, Doug, one of the best stories that comes to mind for me is we're on house tour, which we do every week after our office meeting, and we're out showing property, looking at homes and so forth and previewing. And two of my agents, we were at one house and they accidentally went in the wrong house. And when they did, they were both in the cul-de-sac. They walked in the door. They knocked Coldwell Banker Gundaker. You know, we're here for property tour. And a gentleman came running out of the bedroom with a sheet wrapped around him. And they said, well, good morning. How are you? You know, we're here for property tour. And he's looking at him. He goes, I don't know who you are. And, you know, they're standing there, don't know anything. And they're like, he says, well, I don't have my house listed. So both of them immediately ran out the door, you know, going, we're in the wrong house. And the guy's like, you know, wasn't dressed. So
going to the wrong house.
Wrong house. So you got to know your directions and where you're going.
How about you, Al? 29 years in the business, you have some stories.
Well, I'll try to keep this for a radio broadcast clean. But having said that, I was going to list a property, and the husband and wife and the gentleman, the husband asked me if I wanted to see his studio because he was a photographer. Of course, I said, sure, being the salesperson saying, yes, you can probably see where this is going. With that, we went, and it turned out he had a studio in the back, but he was a nude photographer. And he showed me his...
Meaning that he takes pictures nude or he takes pictures of nude people?
He took picture of nudes. Good call. But one of his main subjects was his wife, who was sitting there, which made it a little uncomfortable to do my listing presentation to Lisa's home. And
so uncomfortable for you or uncomfortable for her?
I think it was more uncomfortable for me.
Where did your eyes look? Where were you looking?
Only at the listing agreement.
There's all kinds of questions that could come from that. That's great.
Exactly.
Because she's sitting there, and that's probably not an accident that they brought you in to show you that. You want to see some of my work?
Yeah. Well, we listed the property and the property sold rather quick, so that was a good thing.
Getting naked with real estate. Learn all the dirty details about people. How about you, Jason? Have you had any funny things happen?
I'll tell you what. It doesn't take long in this industry before you could write a book. In this particular situation, it's like any other day. So picture here it is Sunday afternoon, and we had an appointment set for a vacant property. And so the agent went in and of course, knocks on the front door, announces Coldwell Banker Gundaker, we're here to show the home. Obviously, no reply. So they go through expecting the home to be vacant and look at the main level, make their way upstairs. And when they get upstairs, just about the time they get to the master bedroom, the door slams. Of course, they say, hello, anybody there? And the door creaks open, and a lady peeks her head around and says, listen, this is really embarrassing. Can you give us just a minute? To which the agent said, okay, yes, we'll wait downstairs. Yes, we're sorry to interrupt you, and headed on downstairs. And so a couple minutes later, of course, the couple comes down and says, listen, we're so sorry. We didn't know we had an appointment this afternoon. We really hope you like the house. And they dismiss themselves. So of course, the buyers go ahead and continue looking at the home. And would you believe, obviously, they liked it. And they decided to go ahead and make an offer. So ultimately, they worked an offer out, went through all the inspections, all the negotiations, put the whole deal together. And so fast forward, it's now about 45 days later. They're getting to the closing table. And for those of you listening, in St. Louis, it's not typical that you would sit down with your seller and buyer together to close.
Right. Maybe at different title companies.
Yeah, maybe different title companies have split closings.
They may never even meet.
Could be anywhere. And ultimately, in this scenario, both couples closed at the same title company. So the buyers came in, did their closing, walked to the front lobby about the same time the sellers were coming in. And when the sellers came in, of course, they said, hey, guys, how are you? Listen, we're really excited to be able to purchase the property. And the buyers said to the sellers, and we're sorry about walking in on you guys. To which the husband said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? So you can imagine how it unfolded from there right in the lobby of the office. But I will tell you, they did close. What happened afterwards, I think it's probably better we don't know.
Yeah, that is not – somebody doesn't want to find out that they've been cheated on from the buyer of a property or from a real estate agent. That's not really what they want out of the transaction.
No, I would agree with you.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Kim Magaletta, Jason Pasha, and Al Rosen, some of the top managers from Coldwell Banker Gundaker in St. Louis. So, guys, Coldwell Banker Gundaker, I know you guys, several of you were with the company back when it was just Gundaker, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
And, that whole transition came in, bought by Coldwell Banker. I'm assuming is NRT the national company that's behind?
It's Realogy.
Realogy. Okay, I'm sorry. So
that's right.
So Realogy, but Coldwell Banker Gundaker's biggest company in St. Louis. How many agents work for you guys in St. Louis for Coldwell Banker Gundaker as a whole?
We've got about 1,500 agents now.
1,500 agents. Mm-hmm. That's
and
amazing.
19 offices.
And how many employees do you think there are total when you add administrative people, management, things like that?
We've got about 120 employees throughout the company.
On top of the 1,500?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
So that's a massive employer in St. Louis and by far the biggest real estate agency. The second place is probably not even close, is it?
No.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, Doug, there are 9,000 real estate agents in St. Louis and St. Charles County, so total.
So that's going to give you, what's the market share there? About 20, close to 20% market share.
20% of the agents, correct.
Well, I'll tell you what, about 20% of the agents. But when you talk about market share and you talk about the size and scope of the company, in business, our associates make up the overwhelming lion's share, more so than the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh place competitors combined. So it's really an impactful sales force.
So more than, you said, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh combined?
Actually, next six, if you total the second through seventh place companies, they still don't do what we do as a company.
So it's not even close. That's amazing. I don't know if I realized that the gap was quite that big. I mean, that's massive. And then the three offices that you three manage, how many agents are managed in each of your three offices?
I have about 86 agents in my office, but we do a huge amount of volume in there. So we're doing anywhere from 700-800 transactions a year just out of my office. And then right now we've actually, from this year to last year, we've done we've already done more business than we did all last year, and we're about $175 million. So in total sales volume.
That's incredible.
We take about 30.
How about you, Al?
We have 80 agents where the DePere, Kirkwood, Town & Country kind of marketplace. We have 80 agents that are, and they're all independent contractors. They're in business for themselves, but not by themselves.
And Jason, how many are in your office?
I have right at 102 agents in my office, and we're on pace to do over 700 units and close to $170 million in volume just from my sales team as well.
Well, and I know we've interviewed a couple people from your office. We've had Mark Scheller on. We've had Colleen Lawler from the Irvin team.
Absolutely.
And they've been the top producers in St. Louis, I think 10 out of the last 12 years.
Absolutely. They're a fantastic team, very highly effective. It's really nice to watch them work as a team inside the office. And not only are they a great team, but they're great people. They lead by example. And whenever you have not only a strong team like that, but the whole team that we have in each of our offices, a good team is what makes an office effective and what makes the sales associates effective. I mean, they lean on one another, and we sell a lot of properties, intercompany and interoffice, due to having a large variety of skilled associates to be able to help sell each other's listings and work together.
Well, I love it. We're going to have some great information that we're going to glean from you guys today. So coming up, I'm going to ask the question that we know that Gordon Gundaker was a real estate legend in St. Louis. Well, Gordon's daughter, Kim Magaletta, is going to share some of the secrets of success that she learned from her dad. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.